On December 21st, 2022, President Salva Kiir signed the Constitution Making Act, a law that governs the constitution making process. Section 9 of the Act gives the parties to the revitalized peace agreement 30 days from that day forward to submit names of their nominees to the task force under the Justice Ministry to ensure the National Constitutional Review Commission is reconstituted within 45 days. MP Lomude, who represents the South Sudan Opposition Alliance, says it's been more than a month since President Kiir signed the Constitution Making Process Bill into law and nothing has been done. Lomude says it is time the parties act to avoid lengthening the transition period again.
So I would like to appeal to the parties' agreement to ensure that they get serious to avoid another extension. Because if the extension of the transitional period was based on the 24 months of the agreement that are supposed to be the duration that is meant for the permanent constitution making, then it is important that this process should kick-start now in order to avoid another extension.
Lomude urged the parties to renew the commitments they made when they signed the new roadmap in August last year, extending the transitional period.
If you continue with the same behavior of what has been happening in the past, I am worried that there is a tendency from some parties' agreement to go for another extension, something that I think the people of South Sudan will not be happy with.
Lawmaker Joel Lomongeng, who represents SPLM in opposition in the transitional parliament, is urging parties to reconstitute the key bodies as stipulated in the peace agreement so the country can move on.
So the delay itself, it is a disadvantage to the people, and we urge everybody who is responsible to make sure that the constitution making process is set in motion so that we can move on with the country.
Lawmaker Paulino Lukudu, leader of the United South Sudan Party, says although it is necessary that the parties reconstitute the commission, the Constitution Making Process Act need to be explained by the Justice Minister. The article stipulates that the commission have 57 members, including a chairperson and deputy who shall be from the opposite gender. Lukudu says the act did not clarify the criteria for appointing the chairperson, deputy and secretary general of the commission.
The Ministry of Justice and Constitutional Affairs has to table an urgent memo explaining the permanent constitutional making process act, because we understood that in the composition of the political of the NCRC, they are going to be a representative of the political parties, a civil society, faith-based group, people living with the disability of the diaspora and the IDPs.
Based on international and regional practice, Lukudu says the leaders who are to head the commission must be non-partisan individuals with basic knowledge of constitutional law. He urged the Justice Minister and parties to speed up the process of the reconstitution of the NCRC to avoid another extension of the transitional period.
People are already fed up of this extension. When you look from our history, from the CPA up to today, South Sudanese never had chance to elect their leaders. All is a government formed by the elites. Now the people want to form their government. Any extension is betrayal of the trust of the people towards the political leaders.
Lukudu says he will not accept another extension of the transitional period. Last week, Charles Tai, acting chairperson of the reconstituted Joint Monitoring and Evaluation Commission, repeated calls for the reconstitution of NCRC.
As they are taking continuous implementation of the roadmap, there are some key bodies which need to be reconstituted and staffed. These include the Political Parties Council, the National Election Commission, the National Constitutional Review Commission.
While addressing UN Security Council in Geneva last Tuesday, the UN Secretary General Special Representative to South Sudan, Nicholas Haysom, called on the government to urgently reconstitute and fund the reconstituted National Constitutional Review Commission to pave the way for drafting a permanent constitution. For VOA News, I am Viola Elias in Juba.